A beautiful gift that Christ gave us, not only his life in the redemption of all souls for the rest of eternity to help us on this journey on earth, he gave us the sacraments. And I think he also gave us Father Chris Aylor joining us today to talk about each one of these sacraments. He goes into depth in each one of those in his new book, Understanding the Sacraments. We continue our series of discussions today. We have made it all the way to the sacraments of service. Today, Father Aylor is with us to talk about holy orders. Good morning, Father Aylor. Thanks for being with me today.
Yes, thank you again.
This beautiful gift. Without our priest, there is no Eucharist, and without the Eucharist, there is no church. Our priests are so uniquely connected to the beautiful gift of the Eucharist, and it is the holy orders that makes a man a priest. You remember well your ordination?
Oh, of course. You know, that's the beautiful gift that God gives. There's an actual ontological change to the soul, and you will forever be a priest no matter what happens afterwards. And it's powerful because it's following in the tradition of Christ. You know, basically, a lot of people don't realize that the Last Supper, when Jesus washed the feet of the apostles, that actually goes all the way back to Exodus chapter 40. This was done at the priestly ordinations of Aaron and his sons. So really what Jesus was showing these guys here is, I'm ordaining you to the priesthood. And so Christ ordained them and then delegated his power to the apostles to be priests in his image. And so now the priest has the very same power on earth as Christ did. And this is why we say he's in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. And so, this is very powerful. But a lot of people will complain, Father, the priest, why is he only a man? Okay, this is not sexist. This is not chauvinistic. Because first of all, obviously, he's in the place of Jesus, and Jesus was a man. But there's something even more here. The priest has to be a man because from the altar comes the life-giving seed. And in how God created life, he created man and woman, and in the marital act, who provides the life-giving seed? It's the man. He provides the life-giving seed. And then the woman, the feminine, receives it. She nurtures it and then gives life to it, gives birth, gives life to it. And so the priest, whoever's at that altar, that life-giving seed is coming from the altar. That's the Eucharist. And what is it? It's received by the feminine, the church. Whether you're a man or a woman in that pew, you're collectively the church. And the church has always been called Mother Church. Why? Because she receives that life-giving seed. She takes it inside herself, and she nurtures it and goes out of that church and gives birth to life by the way she lives her Christian and Catholic faith. And so that life-giving seed coming from the altar has to come from a man. It can't come from a woman. The symbolism there is meaning is too deep because you already have the feminine receiving it. Well, if the feminine receives it, you have to have the masculine giving it. That's the way God created it in every animal or human being. Two men cannot do that. Two women cannot do that. It is the complementarity between the man and the woman. And that's why it's between one man and one woman in the marriage act, where that life-giving seed is given by the male, received by the female, and she gives life. And it's the same in the Mass. That life-giving seed at the altar, the Eucharist, is sent from the man, and it is received by the church, the feminine mother church. And that's why we call the priest Father. We don't call him Father because he has a bunch of spiritual children. We call him Father because once that life-giving seed is given and it gives birth, the feminine receives it and gives birth, he's now a father. And that is so powerful, yet no priest ever explained this. It's very important.
Father, that's an excellent understanding of why priests cannot be women. But what about married priests? Because in certain rites, we're starting to hear that men can be married and be priests. It's not for our Roman Catholic or Latin Catholic, but what's the rules on that and why with some it's okay and with other it's not?
That's just a matter of discipline. That's not a matter of revelation from God in what the priesthood is. The church has no authority to ordain women. The church has total authority if it ever decides to allow men to marry. So this is totally different. Priests being able to marry is a discipline. It's not dogmatic. We can't change the fact that Christ was a man. We can't change the fact that he ordained men to the priesthood. That cannot be changed. The church has no authority. But the church can say that a priest, if he's married, can be ordained to the priesthood. They haven't yet. I am totally one against a married priest because I've lived both sides. I was engaged to be married. I lived in corporate America, had my own business. And there's no way I could do what I'm doing if I was married. Absolutely not. My days are 18-hour days every single day, 7 days a week. And there's no way I could do this if I was married with children and a wife at home. There's no way. And so I'm the biggest advocate of celibacy. And celibacy has nothing to do with abuse. In fact, the statistics show most child abusers are married men. So it has nothing to do with celibacy. Almost every statistic will show that. So the church can change her practice on that regarding married priests, but with women's ordination, she cannot.
But some people would also say, you know, that's wonderful for you, but you have to give up so much, especially a wife and a family, and that mm-hmm. how can you, taking care of the needs of other people all the time, 18 hours a day, where do you find your joy?
Yeah, and the fact is, the joy is found in giving, not in receiving, because when we give the word, when we give the Eucharist, when we give the sacraments, remember, the first function of the priest is not preaching, is not teaching. The first function of the priest is the sacraments. In fact, the first function of the priest is not even praying. A lot of people are surprised by that. The first function of the priest is not even prayer. The first function of the priest is the sacraments. That's the first function of the priest. And so by giving that, we're giving everything. We're giving that life-giving seed from the altar. And that fulfills us. It's absolutely unbelievable. Because, you know, the priest now in Persona Christi, you know, Jesus is the one offering sacrifice and the one being offered in sacrifice at Calvary. But today, the one being offered is still Christ in the Eucharist, but the one offering it is the priest. And so this is powerful stuff. And, you know, now he has many spiritual children, because he is truly a father. And so, you know, like Christ, the priest doesn't marry because his bride is the church, just like Christ, and going back to sacrifice, the essence of the old covenant, the priest offered sacrifice. Back then it was blood. Now the priest offers sacrifice, but it's the unbloody. That's because Christ paid it, but now he's there participating in that actual sacrifice of Calvary. And, it's funny because priests have received a power which even the angels do not possess. When St. Faustina asked an angel to hear her confession, he said, I can't. Only a priest can do that. And, so basically what you have here is God the Father gave his power to God the Son, and God the Son gave that very same power to the priests. And so, yes, he is still the one mediator between the Father and mankind. That is Jesus. There's, many ways to Jesus. Mary's a good way to Jesus. So priests bring you to Jesus. Very, very important to recognize the meaning of the priesthood.
Oh, absolutely. And with a role so vital to our church and to ministries to the people, the devil wants to just corrupt the priesthood as much as he can. Father, our prayers are always geared towards our priests to help them in their ministry so they can continue to do your good work. We pray for you as well, Father Alar. Thank you for being with me today.
Thank you.
Your book is Understanding the Sacraments. Please tell our listeners where they can get a copy for themselves.
Yes, it helps us the most if you visit shopmercy.org. That's one word, shopmercy.org. You can get a copy there, or if it's more convenient for you, it is available on Amazon. So we hope that you will get pick up a copy for yourself or a loved one.
Thank you so much for that. And Father Aylor, I absolutely encourage all of our listeners to pick up a copy for themselves. Father Chris Aylor joining us today, his book, Understanding the Sacraments. To make it easier for our listeners, I'm going to put a link that'll get you right to their webpage. You can purchase a copy for yourself, and you'll find that link on today's podcast at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.